An Feng Shen, spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office, stressed the mainland's clear and consistent stance on firmly upholding the One China principle, as well as opposing secessionist activities in Taiwan.
我们维护国家主权和领土完整的这一立场是坚定不移的。
Our position on safeguarding national sovereignty and territorial integrity is resolute. We do not tolerate any separatist activities that separate the island from China in whatever form or name. The peaceful development of the cross-straits relationship is the biggest guarantee for peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits. Separatists and their activities in Taiwan constitute the biggest threat to the peace and stability across the Straits.Any attempt to resist reunification with military power is doomed to fail.
He said that only by recognizing the 1992 consensus can the two sides of the straits have a common political basis for their relationship.
九二共识的核心意涵在于认同两岸同属一个中国。
The core content of the 1992 consensus recognizes both sides of the Taiwan Straits as belonging to one and the same China.The importance of the 1992 consensus is that it clearly defines the nature of the cross-strait relationship, indicating that such relations are not state-to-state. No statement whatsoever can deviate from the core content that both sides of the Taiwan Straits belong to one and the same China. This core content cannot be changed.
The spokesperson also expressed resolute opposition on military exchanges between the region and the United States.
台湾问题事关中国的主权。
The Taiwan issue concerns China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and is also the most important and sensitive issue in the Sino-US relationship. We resolutely oppose any form of formal exchanges of military interaction between the US and Taiwan, and the arms sales from the US to Taiwan.
I made the statement after the US Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 earlier this month.Its clauses include a provision on military cooperation with Taiwan for the first time, featuring exchanges of senior military officials as well as justification for arms sales to the region. An Feng Shen said he hoped the U.S. side would abide by the One China policy and the three China-U.S. joint communiques while carefully handling the issue. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.